My name is Jamie Pauls, and today we're going to talk about what I think is a really exciting website. The website is AccessWatch, and the particular part of the site that I want to discuss is a software reviews section. It was designed by a good friend of mine, Tyson Treasure, who is a computer programmer, and he and I began talking several months ago about the concept of a review site where blind computer users could share reviews of software. What works, what doesn't, what is accessible, what isn't, perhaps some tips and tricks. There is a lot of information scattered around on the internet. There's a lot of information on email lists. I'm subscribed to several of them. They're great. The problem is you have to look through list archives sometimes to get the information that you're after. Sometimes you have to read a lot of messages, or at least look through a lot of messages to find what you're after. The review site, as I see it, is a place, a repository, if you will, where people can write reviews of software, and it will be in one place, it will be easy to find, and it's something that we can build on. Once a program has been entered into the database, and once the initial review has been written for the program, then other blind people can come along and say, you know what, I don't quite agree with that assessment of the program, so I'm actually going to write my own review and kind of expand on what I've learned about this program. Or perhaps someone might read a review and think, that's an excellent review, but there are some other key features of the program that I feel are worth mentioning. And so it's going to be possible to take what others have started and build on it. And so that's the concept, the vision that I have for the site. Let's take a look at it and let's see what is there and how we actually go about adding a review. The website is www.accesswatch.info. The top of the page features some quick links that allow you to move from one part of the site to another. You can also use the heading navigation commands of your screen reader to do the same thing. That's actually what I'm going to do in this case. I'm using JAWS version 6, so I'm going to press the letter H to move to the first heading.
Heading level 1, welcome to AccessWatch.
And I'm going to press H again.
Heading level 2, software reviews.
Software reviews. Now there's a little explanation of what this is. I'm not going to let you hear that right now. You can read that later if you wish. I'm going to press the tab key.
Software reviews visited link.
Software reviews. Very nice and simple. The first screen that you're presented with is the list of programs that are currently in the database. At the top of the screen we have
software reviews. Visited link home. Blank. Heading level 1. Please select a piece of software from the list below to read or add reviews. Blank. Link add a new program and slash a review.
Okay. Add a new program and or review. That would be where you would actually begin a new entry in the database, something that's not there at all. Let's just see what is there.
Link 3D Snake version 2004.
3D Snake version 2004. The database will not let you enter a program without a version number. And when we look at the actually entering a review, you'll see that there are two separate fields for this. There are also some administration tools built in so that if someone, for example, does a review for Norton System Works 2004, and then someone else would do a review for NSW 2004, I will be able to consolidate those reviews and clean that up. But we've done the best that we can to help the person writing the review to get the information right the first time. So let's just keep going down the list.
Link app-aware SE personal version build 1.05. Link Adobe Reader version 7.0. Link AOL Instant Messenger left parent name right parent version 5.9. Visited link Audible Manager version 4.0.
Audible Manager version 4.0. Now, I actually wrote this review myself, so let's take a look at it and see what comprises a review.
Date colon February 11, 2. Reviews for Audible Manager version 4.0.
Okay, I'm just going to down arrow here.
Visited link home. Link add a new review for Audible Manager version 4.0.
You're always invited to add your own review at the top of the page.
Link. Heading level 1 reviews for Audible Manager version 4.0. Heading level 1 average rating colon 4 based on 1 reviews.
Average rating 4 based on 1 review. That's nice, because that way if there are multiple reviews, you will be able to see that immediately, and you can perhaps elect to read several reviews of a program.
Link. Heading level 2 date colon February 11, 2005, 2:27:34 p.m. Link. User colon. Send mail link to myocalls@global.net.
The email link is active, so if you wish to email the person doing the review, you can perhaps correspond with that person.
Computer colon 800 MHz Pentium 3 384 MB RAM.
The database requires you to give some information about your computer type.
Operating system colon Windows XP Home.
Your operating system.
Screen reader colon JAWS 6.0.
And your screen reader.
Rated colon 4. Comments colon for anyone who is comfortable with computers and who loves to read. Audible.com is a site worth considering. Books can either be purchased individually.
And I'm not going to let you hear all of that, but I think you get the idea. The remainder of the screen is the text of the review. And if there were multiple reviews, you could move to another review by once again pressing the heading navigation command, and you would move immediately to the next review in the series. Let's go ahead and look at the process of adding a completely new review. I'm going to back out of this.
Back. Please select a piece of software.
I'm going to tab to the
home visit. Add a new program and select a review link.
Add a new program and or review. The database is set up similar, the program is set up similar to a wizard. So the first screen that we'll see will give us some instructions. We won't actually listen to those since the screen reader is going through the Logitech microphone that I'm using rather than through the sound card. So we'll skip that and choose next.
One heading and one link. Software.
And I find it just quite helpful to just move to the top of the screen, control home.
Add software.
I'm going to press F to get to the first edit field.
Title colon edit.
Now, if you choose to read down, once again, we've given you examples.
Example colon Norton System Works.
I did that with the press of the down arrow. Well, I'm going to back up.
Edit.
And I'm going to press Enter.
Forms mode on. Title colon edit.
And I'm going to type Type 2 Blast Chamber. I'm going to press Tab.
Version colon edit.
Now, according to the documentation, the version information that I found was build C. So I'm going to type that in. Tab key.
Next button.
Okay, that's all I need to do right there. That gives the database the information it needs to add the program. So we're going to press enter. And we have this information.
Add a review for Pipe 2 Blast Chamber version build C. Land.
Okay.
Heading level 1, add a review for Pipe 2 Blast Chamber version build C. Land. Email address colon. Edit.
What's my email address? I'm going to press enter to get forms mode back on.
Forms mode on. Email address colon. Edit.
Typed that in. I'm going to press tab.
Computer type colon. Edit.
I'm going to enter my computer information. 800 megahertz. Pentium 3, 384 megabytes RAM.
Speed.
Tab.
Operating system colon edit.
Windows XP Home.
Operating.
Tab again.
Screen reader colon edit.
Screen reader. Well, in this case, you don't use one for the game, so I'm going to type self-voicing. I could have typed none just as easily. Press tab.
Rated colon combo box 1 of 5.
Rating. Now, again, if you turned off forms mode and you looked at the arrow keys, you would see that there are always examples given. For example, if you were reading with the arrow keys, you would see below that combo box that 1 is the worst and 5 is the best. So there's always examples to look at, and there's plenty of information, plenty of instructions on how to properly use this site. So I'm going to go ahead and give this, I'll give it a 5-star rating. It's a good game. So I'm going to arrow down.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Press the tab key.
Edit.
And this is where I get to type my review. For the sake of time, I won't allow you to listen to me type the review. We'll just move to the next step in the process. So I've typed the review, I clicked the finish button, got a nice little confirmation message telling me that the review had been successfully submitted, and that's all there is to it. Some nice features about the review system. All links are active. That includes email addresses and properly formatted web pages. You can click on those. Also, you can properly format paragraphs. So if you need to add a blank line to start a new paragraph in the review, you can do that as well. Some features that are coming up in the future: the ability to set up profiles so you can receive a username, password, or create your own possibly. And that way you don't have to type in all of your computer information every time. It's just going to be filled in automatically. Also, to receive email alerts when new reviews are added. That is something that has been discussed and actually is being moved up to the high priority list to make this site more usable. And so that will be coming in the near future as well. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at jamiepauls, JamiePauls, at sbcglobal.net, or the programmer, Tyson Treasure, at Tyson133, that's TYSON133, at hotmail.com.
Jamie Pauls, thank you very much, and thanks to Gordon Smith and the guys at Beerley Associates for your input this week on Main Menu. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your show, and we would love to have your input. You can drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org, or better still, join our ACB Radio Friends email group, where you can talk about Main Menu ideas and get tech support if there's something that you would actually like to record yourself. To join the list, send a blank email to friends-subscribe@acbradio.org. That's friends-subscribe@acbradio.org. And on behalf of all the Main Menu team, this is Dave Williams saying thanks for listening, and until next time, bye for now.